Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. I am your presenter, Richie Ferrall. Here are the headlines. Val Ferry Dominica manager Leroy Waddix Charles is concerned for customers left in the French territories of Martinique and Guadeloupe due to the order imposed by France that all EU borders, including Schengen, are closed for the next 30 days. Antigua and Barbuda Festivals Minister Daryl Matthew announced on Monday that all fetes will be banned and no licenses will be issued for events for 30 days in response to the threat of the COVID-19 virus. And U.S. health experts worry the COVID-19 pandemic could strain hospitals to a breaking point. And healthcare workers say protective measures over the next few weeks will be critical in anticipation of a surge in patients. The news is brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Quartz Dominica Limited. We'll be right back after this.
Problems popping up? Causing your pockets to dip low? We'll give you a top-up. With a top-up loan from Fast Cash, you can easily maintain your short-term financial needs by boosting your current loan up to $1,000 with up to 6 months to repay. All you need are two IDs, proof of address, job letter, and last 2 months' payslips. Call, click, or come into Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Fast Cash. Smarter. Faster. Better. Together.
Get the frames you love at Quartz Optical. Shop our wide range of designer frames today and pay nothing for 30 days. Purchase any frame $9.99 or above and get your single vision lens for free. Or purchase any sunglasses $4.99 or above and get a free pair of contact lenses. There is something for everyone at Quartz Optical. Book your appointment online today at www.quartzoptical.com. Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply. Offer ends February 24th, 2020.
It is 2 minutes past the hour of 12. Here's what's making news. Manager of Val Ferry Dominica, Leroy Waddix Charles, says Val Ferry is concerned about the customers who had to be left over in the French territories of Martinique and Guadeloupe due to the order imposed by French President Emmanuel Macron that all EU borders, inclusive of Schengen borders, are closed for the next 30 days. And this is due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Charles told Q95 FM Radio on Tuesday that business will be negatively affected by this action. However, at this point in time, it is necessary to ensure the safety of travelers who use the ferry service.
The business aspect of Val Ferry will be affected tremendously. We won't be able to sell tickets to our passengers and clients. We are also concerned about people who left and went across the Guadeloupe and may want to return home and normally use Val Ferry and the other ferry services to come home. How they are going to get home, because for now, we won't be traveling for the next 30 days. They may want to get home to their business, or because they normally reside in Dominica but then move across to the French Antilles to do their business. So that's where it gets real tricky. How will these people return home? And, we are not in the position to directly deal with this, but then let's hope that some form higher up or the authorities can get them back home safely. And that's where our major concern. But economically, it will affect us tremendously, because we won't be doing any business in terms of transacting tickets for the next 30 days. But we are looking at the global picture. We're looking at the bigger picture. The safety of people first, and that's for us is premium, that for us is priority, and then whatever comes after the next 30 days when an evaluation is made, then we'll move on from there.
That was manager of Val Ferry in Dominica, Leroy Waddix Charles. Now, Bouillon star Asa Banton Edwards is urging Dominicans to become proactive in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. In an interview with Q95 FM Radio on Tuesday, Edwards told citizens to adhere to the health advisory given by authorities and to engage in precautionary practices and look out for one another.
So what advice, I mean, do you have for your fans at this time, you know, going forward? I mean, we all have to be looking out for each other.
Well, you know, like last night I was on my Facebook page on a live explaining about COVID-19, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted them to know, you know, precaution is better than cure, you know. So better be safe than sorry. It's a world crisis. So we know what's going on. So, you know, I'll just letting the fans know, just bear with us. And, you know, everybody feeling it at the moment. And let's just try to listen to the authorities and see how fast that could go away so we could get back to regular programming, you know. Because everybody needs to make some money right now. So we just need that to go away so we can start back our normal life.
And that was Bouillon star Asa Banton Edwards speaking to Q95's Matthias Pelte Jr. on Tuesday. This is Q95 News. According to reports by Caribbean 360 and Barbados News Online, the COVID-19 virus is now in Barbados as of Tuesday, 17th March 2020. Now, Minister of Health and Wellness Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick announced on Tuesday that two people who came in from the United States have this virus, a 48-year-old male visitor who arrived on March 13th, and the other, a 39-year-old Barbadian female who was returning home. Bostick says both patients are being managed for COVID-19 and have been placed in isolation where they will remain until they recover. He said the two had been experiencing symptoms of a viral infection and were sent for evaluation, and authorities were informed on Tuesday morning that both tested positive for COVID-19. The Health Ministry in Barbados has initiated the contact tracing process to identify every individual who came in close contact with these two patients who are currently in quarantine for the next 14 days. As Minister of Health and Wellness in Barbados, I am committed to doing all in my power to protect the health and ensure the safety of every person resident here. The country's primary focus is containment to prevent community spread, he says. As a result, all public gatherings, such as sporting and cultural events or any event that attracts crowds, will be restricted to 100 persons. Visits by members of the public to all public and private geriatric institutions are suspended until further notice, and visits to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Barbados is restricted as well to protect elderly patients as well as those suffering with non-communicable diseases. This is Q95 News. Bishop of Roseau Gabriel Malzier says, as we follow the happenings around the world regarding COVID-19 and its disastrous evolution, we remain conscientious of the possibility of its arrival to our shores. In that regard, therefore, we need to remain vigilant by exercising every discipline recommended by the church, the state, and regional and international health organizations to prevent or curtail the spread of the COVID-19 virus. In order to enhance these preventative measures, he gave some updates to previous guidelines issued by the Archdiocese.
1. The Diocesan Youth Rally, which was scheduled to take place on Saturday, April 4th, 2020, is postponed to a later date, which will be announced subsequently. 2. All Lenten retreats, as far as possible, can be held on community level. This is recommended in order to reduce the large gatherings. Additionally, I strongly encourage various smaller groups to assemble for vigils, stations of the cross, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. 3. I recommend that all parishes hold a well-prepared penitential service during the Lenten season. 4. When attending Sunday Masses, please strictly follow the guidelines previously given regarding receiving Holy Communion, sharing the sign of peace, the holy water font, and precautionary measures regarding coughing and sneezing. Fifth, the elderly who are unable to attend masses or other services are advised to follow the 9 a.m. Mass aired on the Dominica Catholic Radio or EWTN on Sunday morning.
He added, in this time of crisis and uncertainty, it is imperative that, as a Christian community, we remain united in unceasing prayer with and for each other.
In that regard, A, I invite all members of the clergy and religious in the diocese to do a personal daily holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament in prayer for the church and the nation as we work towards preventing and combating the deadly COVID-19. B, I encourage families to stay united in prayer. For example, the recitation of the Holy Rosary, engaging in the spiritual reading of the Bible, Lectio Divina, the Divine Office, meditation, family novenas, etc. More than ever before, we must be mindful of the need to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. Let us remember those in the region and around the world who have contracted the virus and those who have succumbed to its mortal effects.
Meantime, the Bishop Malzieh has invited all clergy, religious and faithful to join in a renewed thrust towards the promotions of vocations in the diocese. He says he has instituted a diocesan vocations committee with Father Francois Simbier as diocesan vocations director. The committee, he says, will be responsible to plan and coordinate activities pertaining to the promotion of vocations in the diocese.
It will also collaborate with existing commissions, institutions, and organizations in the diocese, such as Family Life, Youth, Pontifical Mission Societies, Catholic Schools, Altar Servers, etc., to fulfill its goals. It is important to note from the outset that every priest and deacon, every religious sister and brother, every parent, every Catholic school principal and teacher, every catechist, and every parishioner is a promoter of vocations in the church.
Bishop of Roseau, Gabriel Malzieh. Now, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says, Dominica and the world are in the fight together as many countries battle with COVID-19. Speaking at a recent consultation on the coronavirus, he said, the message must be clear that we are united in the fight to combat this disease. He says this stance will also help manage misinformation and guide national discourse.
That would help us guide in a very structured and responsible manner national discourse, because we have to manage the confusion that's out there in terms of information, what is accurate information, what is misinformation. And we all have a responsibility to so do.
Prime Minister of Dominica Roosevelt Skerritt, President of the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, DAIC, Kenny Green, says the DAIC is looking for bigger collaboration with the government. Green says there will be bigger challenges after COVID-19, stating it will not last forever and persons must be positive. He says the private sector has to be able to provide data and share this data with government, hence his call for partnership. In more news, Executive Director of the Dominica Employers Federation, DEF, Ashil Joseph, says the DEF has been working on an enterprise pandemic plan template with the first draft complete. He says it is an 18-page document which will speak to what enterprises can do to prepare for a pandemic.
We have a preparatory stage, we have the pandemic stage, and we even have a post-pandemic stage. It's an 18-page document. The first draft is ready. We are confident that before the end of this week, this document will be made public. The membership will receive that document. It is very detailed. It can be customized. It is a template. As I said, you can remove parts, you can put parts in, and therefore it will become a working document for businesses, not only for COVID, but for every other pandemic. But because of the issue with COVID right now, we sort of sped up on the process, and we've even included a paragraph or two specific to COVID. So that is a sort of good news to the business community, that you're now going to have a document that's going to guide you on how to treat with epidemics, pandemics, and specifically the COVID.
One of the areas looked at is how should employees be treated who may be quarantined and cannot attend work due to the coronavirus.
No fault of his own, but the employee is going to be out, doesn't have a doctor's paper saying that he's sick, although we know some documents will say he's sick, but typically he's quarantined. What does he receive during that period of time? It cannot be treated as irregular. 40% from the employer, 60% from the Dominican Social Security. So one of the things that we'll be looking at, and again, the discussion is unfolding at the Dominican Employers Federation. There's a wonderful suggestion that came from one of our governors. But one of the things is that employees who might be inconvenienced, rather than they go home on zero pay, they could be asked to liquidate some of their current and outstanding accumulated vacation leave. So persons who have leave on table, you may be asked to liquidate it. If the condition continues and it turns into an illness, then so be it, it will be treated as an illness. Of course, an illness per annum has an upper maximum of 6 weeks. We are hoping that employee will not be required to stay home for 6 weeks ill from COVID. But God forbid he were to liquidate his vacation leave, utilize his 6 weeks. There is a fallback that we are discussing right now, and pretty soon we will be able to speak to it. Unfortunately, I cannot speak to it right now.
Executive Director of the Dominica Employers Federation, DEF, Ashil Joseph. Stay tuned for the sports news. It's time for the sports news on Q95 FM. Here's the latest in Dominica's sport. The International Olympic Committee says Olympic Games will go on as scheduled, and it remains fully committed to the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. President of the Dominica Olympic Committee, Billy Doctrow, who participated in a recent teleconference, says the IOC is fully committed to the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. With more than 4 months to go before the Games, there is no need for any drastic decisions at this stage, he says, and any speculation at this moment would be counterproductive. The IOC says it has confidence that the many measures being taken by many authorities around the world will help contain the situation of the COVID-19 virus. The IOC encourages all athletes to continue to prepare for the Olympic Games in Tokyo 2020 as best as they can. We will keep supporting the athletes by consulting with them and their respective NOCs, and by providing them with the latest information and developments which are accessible for athletes around the world on the Athlete 365 website and via their respective NOCs and IFs. Doctrow says if the qualifiers cannot be held, the proper measures will be taken as the situation is monitored on a day-to-day basis.
Committee, well, they express their full solidarity with all countries that have been affected by this coronavirus, but they also expressed confidence in the measures that have been undertaken by the authorities around the world to contain and eventually eradicate the coronavirus. They were also very impressed with the work that the Japanese government have been undertaking to ensure that they host a successful Tokyo Games. No decision has been taken in relation to changing the dates of the Summer Olympics because, as I said, the International Olympic Committee have been they are very hopeful and optimistic that because of the work being done worldwide, this serious virus will be most likely defeated. So we addressed quite a few areas, but the greatest one, greatest concern for all the Olympic committees was the relation to the qualifiers, because as you know, many of the qualifiers worldwide have been suspended. So they were looking at ways and means to address the way that the qualifiers would be held.
And that was Dominica's Olympic Committee President, Billy Doctrove. Now the sports division wishes to inform the public of the postponement of the 2020 secondary schools athletics meet. The meet, which was scheduled to take place on Thursday 19th March 2020 and Friday 20th March respectively at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium in Dominica, is off until further notice. Postponement is due to the possible threat posed by the COVID-19 virus, of course, and in keeping with practices which have been advocated to prevent the possible spread of the virus. The Sports Division SD says, "We have been therefore advised that it is in the best interest of the public health to forego the staging of the event at this time. We encourage all to continue to adhere to the advice and guidance of the health professionals and continue to practice basic hygiene." Now in football, the Sports Division National Bank of Dominica sponsored primary schools boys 13 and under football competition, or defending champion, I should say, was knocked out on Tuesday in Newtown in the intermediate round for the Southwest and South districts. Newtown Primary and Grand Bay Primary Schools are through to the quarterfinals of the Sports Division National Bank of Dominica sponsored boys 13 and under football competition. Grand Bay Primary on its journey, currently topped Zone G with 6 points, while the defending champion St. Mary's Primary also topped Zone F with 6 points. Now both teams automatically receive a bye to the final playoffs round. Newtown Primary, which came in second in Zone G on 2 points, came up against Pioneer Primary. This school placed third from Zone F in the first playoff match. Newtown Primary won 1-0 to set up one of the qualifying matches against the defending champion St. Mary's Primary. In a very exciting quarterfinals qualification matchup, the Newtown Primary and the defending champion St. Mary's Primary played a 0-0 draw match. At the end of regulation time, penalty kicks had to be used to determine the first of the two quarterfinalists. In the penalty shootout, Newtown Primary defeated the St. Mary's Primary 4-3 to book their spot in the quarterfinals. The other half of the table, second place school from Zone F, Roseau Primary, defeated third place school from Zone G, Jones Beaupierre Primary, 5-0, set up their encounter with Zone G winners, Grand Bay Primary School. Roseau Primary and Grand Bay Primary played a very competitive match, but none were able to convert any goal and played to a 0-0 draw at the end of regulation time. again, penalty kicks were used to determine the winner. In the penalty shootout, Grand Bay Primary won 2-1 to capture the final qualifying position from the district. Congratulations to Newtown and Grand Bay. Grand Bay Primary Schools. Now in basketball, results from Tuesday's matches in the Secondary School Girls Basketball Championship are as follows. In the Sports Division, Secondary Schools Girls Under 20 Basketball Championship game played at the Wears Hat Court in Marigot, DGS went up against the Knex. DGS won 38-20. The scorers for DGS were Trenice Hamilton scoring 25 and Abini Sejan with 11 points. For the next, Akasha Modest with 7 points and Joanne Pascal scoring 6. Meanwhile, at Portsmouth, the DSC defeated the PSS Team B 56-15. The top scorers for the DSC were Desiree Clark with 27 points and Ariel Rogers 12 points. The top scorer for the PSS Team B was Amy George with 4 points. That's it for sports. Stay tuned. There's more news coming your way. Thanks for staying with us. Antigua and Barbuda Minister Daryl Matthew officially announced at a meeting with promoters on Monday that all fets will be banned for 30 days in response to the threat of the COVID-19 virus. The ban will be reviewed at the end of the period. Matthew says that time period was chosen since 14 days is reportedly the incubation period and is also the standard being used around the world. Meanwhile, the festival's minister says there will be an immediate halt to the issuing of licenses for events during this 30-day period. While some countries have taken a decision to close bars and restaurants to minimize social contact and stop the spread of the virus, Matthew says that it is not a step that the government will be taking at this time. This is mainly due to the fact that these places do not attract that large of a crowd, as these annual fetes, which see thousands attending in a closed space. He says it is also easier to control a closed setting like a bar or a restaurant as opposed to a fete, and the policy is in no way set to disenfranchise anyone. Now, as hospitals across the U.S. brace for a surge in patients, healthcare workers say the protective measures taken over the next few weeks will be critical. Some government leaders worry the coronavirus pandemic could stretch hospitals to their breaking point, while medical equipment shortages threaten to put doctors, nurses, and patients at risk. Carter Evans speaks to those at the top of the supply chain who have also expressed concern over the speed of the disease's spread.
You have people on gurneys in hallways. That is what is going to happen now if we do nothing.
As hospitals across the country brace for a surge in patients, some healthcare workers say medical equipment shortages are already putting them and their patients at risk.
Give us the protections that we need to give the care that our patients need.
Bonnie Castillo is the executive director of National Nurses United. One of their main concerns, a shortage of N95 masks that can filter out 95% of airborne particles. Last week, the CDC posted new guidelines saying healthcare workers could use the looser fitting surgical masks as an acceptable alternative.
Nurses are being asked to actually reuse masks, including surgical masks, which provide no protection.
The nonprofit organization Direct Relief, which helps equip doctors and nurses, manages this massive California warehouse stocked with essential supplies, including N95 masks.
There's a high risk we could run out.
CEO Thomas Tighe says they've been contacted by at least 150 community health centers lacking supplies. After donating nearly 1 million masks to China earlier this year, they have less than 500,000 left in stock.
We could run out of them today if we've tried to respond to every order that we have pending.
The Association of Public Health Labs says some of the chemical ingredients used in coronavirus tests are in short supply. Diagnostics testing giant QIAGEN, one of the companies that makes them, says they've increased production to 7 days a week to keep up with demand.
It's spreading much quicker than what we have seen before. So the surge of demand everywhere in the world, and specifically in the U.S., is quite significant.
And the American Red Cross says there's a severe blood shortage. 2,700 blood drives have been canceled, resulting in 86,000 fewer donations. Healthcare workers say the protective measures taken over the next few weeks will be critical.
Nurses and doctors are already getting sick.
Yes, that's true, and more will. And as more get sick and have exposure, we get sidelined. And then who's there to take care of the patients?
For CBS This Morning, Carter Evans.
There you have it. That was Carter Evans speaking to some officials at the top of the supply chain in the U.S. who have expressed concern over the speed of this disease's spread. Of course, that disease being the COVID-19 virus. That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Val Ferry Dominica manager Leroy Wadix Charles is concerned for customers left in the French territories of Martinique and Guadeloupe due to the order imposed by France that all EU borders, including Schengen, are closed for the next 30 days. Antigua and Barbuda Festivals Minister Daryl Matthew announced on Monday that all fetes will be banned and no licenses will be issued for events for 30 days in response to the threat of the COVID-19 virus. And U.S. health experts worry the COVID-19 pandemic could strain hospitals to their breaking point. And healthcare workers say protective measures over the next few weeks will be critical in anticipation of a surge in patients. The news brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Courts Dominica Limited. I am Richie Farrell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.